are we always right in the middle of one of those things? You were,
The star?
Yeah. They'd have brought the, they got the liquor?
He got that pint of liquor. And my mother was so weak, my grandma would give her 2 drops. And she added, maybe the next time, 3 drops. Mama began to get a little strength. Then she got up to 1/2 teaspoonful, and then 1 teaspoonful. And she put the bottle in the bed. She said, Dinah, once in a while, I'll take you a little swallow of that liquor. And it wasn't long till Mama's appetite would come to. And I don't see how poor Grandma pulled through it. That was, my sister was 2 weeks old, had to take care of it, and my mama and me and my daddy all. And she died and never had the flu. And my granddaddy was up, he lived by the first here, that second house before he turned off, come in to drive. And he was down with it. That was my grandfather. And his mother was waiting on him. And both my great-grandmother and my grandmother both died, never did have.
They both had snuff?
My great-grandmother didn't. She believed in herbs. She'd go, you get me off on something else. But anyhow, I'm going to finish the liquor tale first. And down here at Fort Bragg, they were dying like flies. And they know nothing else in the world to do but document liquor. Well, Wilkes County was known for the capital of North Carolina for making liquor. They said they'd send them army trucks up there and load that stuff tagged up by the truckload. That's all they know to doctor with.
Well, it certainly was a stimulant, and it certainly did. I've heard that other people say that, you know, that it worked, and that doctors recommended it. You know, they didn't have a lot else, and it seemed to...
Well, it saved a lot, and a lot of them, it comes the time to go, and they went. When that day, according to the Bible, that day, the book, good book says the day is number, and doctor and hospital lawyer, nothing else going to save you when that day rolls around. But in the spring of the year, folks used to have to make their own medicine, cough certain songs. In the spring of the year, this bone set would come out. And me and my great-grandmother go to spring, get water, and she'd pick them bone set leaves, put it in a quart jar, and fill it full of water and set in spring drink. And I'd go with her, and we'd go to spring. Now, Carl, we got to take a little drink of our medicine. I said, Granny, what's that for? It says to get that winter poison out of your system. Get ready for spring. That was bitter stuff, but I drank it. And she lived, she was up close to 80 when she died.
And it was bone set?
Bone set. Lord, it's bone set, mountain tea, sarsaparilla, mullein, wild cherry, and sassafras. You take mullein, sassafras, wild cherry bark, and ratvane, and pine twig, and boil it up. That was a cough syrup. And strain it, and thicken it with honey if you had it, and if you didn't have honey, use sugar. And used to, little children, they used to call it fluff, little babies. And my grandmother would get out and pick dewberries. And especially for making wine for little sick children with the fluff. that was set away and not bothered. And if there wasn't no dewberries that year, they'd go dig up the roots, wash them, and boil them, and stick in the juice with honey and give it to the little children, cure the flux.
I never heard of a dewberry. What's a dewberry? What's it look like?
Similar to a blackberry, except it grows up, runs on the ground, a blackberry bush comes.
They look like that.
Yeah, they're the same shape of a dewberry. But you know what? Like everything else, the changing used to, dewberries was everywhere. I don't know of a dewberry vine. Okay. I don't know what.
I never even heard of it. She did a lot of things with herbs then and then passed that on. Do you think just her family talked to her about that and she learned it from her mama?
Yeah, I've got the herb books in yonder, them Indian herb books. That's what that professor had come out there from Chapel Hill want me to show him. The different herbs.
Well, they found that there are net things
and,
in those
heart leaves and yellow root. That was for yellow jaundice. Take it and put it in whiskey. And blood root was for your heart.
The liquor that they were doing up in Wilkes County, would that be a corn liquor?
Yeah, pure corn. It wasn't no sugar in it. That's why it was so good. Mm-hmm. I wouldn't drink a drop of this blockade liquor this day and time and nothing. It's made on old oil drums. All that liquor back then was made on copper.
I've heard about it. I mean, just people, you know, they hear it in songs and stories called White Lightning or something. And I thought it was made usually from corn. Sometimes
yeah.
They used other grain, but.
Yeah, this day and time, the last still beer I run up on was wept on that caterpillar. Me and Tom Sear, he come over one Sunday morning. See, that water lived across the caterpillar over there, close to right this side of that Montgomery house we were talking about.
I'm looking for that to my little map here. I saw that name Atwater too.
Yeah. It was colored, ma'am.
Atwater was?
His mother was. Mm-hmm. And he lived right with his mother and sister.
I wrote that name on here somewhere. I'm sure it was on here.
His name, the man's name, was Sid Atwater. Anyhow, we went to Sid to get, he made axe handles.
Axe handles?
Yeah. And we started up the creek there. I said, Tom, I smell still beer. He said, what? I said, I sure do. He said, Coe, I do too. Walk on up to, I'm going to tell you, you can put it on that thing lot. It don't sound very good. I reckon they'll think I'm an idiot. I don't give a darn.
I don't think so.
We walked up on that beer, and it was just a rolling. Yellow could be. There lay a pile of horse manure. There lay the Clorox bottle. Over there was a can of Red Devil Eye. Pile of can. That was to make it work off fast. So I said, anybody that low down to put that poison stuff in there for a man to drink ought to be took out and hung.
There wasn't anybody around it?
No, there wasn't. No, and we got away from it.
And that was called still beer?
Yeah. Yeah, I have to make that beer, when it worked off, to run still to make the liquor. That's what makes the liquor. That's corn, ground corn meal and sugar and stuff put in it. And they put this other stuff in to make it work fast. They say, I don't know.
Oh, I see.
You could, so they can get your money out of it.
You could smell it in the air when you went up.
You smell
there.
That still beer.
Were there many other black...
I got to talking here and let the fire go out.
You about ready to turn in and go to bed? I don't want to keep you up. You probably go to bed.
No, I sat up here long as you...
You...
Let me get another little stick of wood.
you mentioned Mr. Atwater. I know I wrote that down here somewhere. All right, we're going to make cornbread.
And that used to be poor Seth Ryden meal come out. She would take that meal, put a pinch of salt, a pinch of soda, and buttermilk. Bread ain't fitting to eat if it ain't made up with milk.
You got any idea? Well, you make it now. If you were going to make, you had how much meal? I mean, you take a couple of cups or a cup of meal?
I just guessed at it.
Yeah.
About that deep in a pan. A small pan, about like that. And a medium pinch of salt and a medium. Now, don't put too much soda, you'll yellow it. And make it up real thin. And put it in that stove and bake it till it gets a golden brown. I'd rather have it in any cake everywhere. Got my apple and grandpa apple I was telling you about. I used to go by there. They were two real old folks. And Cooper run a store up there above us. And I'd go by there to see. They wanted me to get them anything. Grandpa apple smoke a pipe. And grandma would say, Corwood, you can get me a pound of cheese or some winnies or something or other. And she'd have that old Dutch oven out on the hearth. She'd have that cake of cornbread in there filled up with sweet potatoes. She said, Cora, if whichever she'd have in there, I'd be ready when you come back by. And I'd come back by and stop, bring this stuff. That cake of bread was that thick, just brown all over. She'd take a knife and cut me out a chunk, and I'd sit back and eat that stuff better than any cake ever I see. And the same way, sweet potatoes ain't good like they used to be. I tell you, this hybrid mess, I believe, messed up a whole lot of.
They taste different than they used to.
Used to. Sweet potatoes, when they dried out, when you bake them, you'd have to put them in a big pan. The juice would run out all. Now there ain't no juice, very little, any runs out of them.
Speaking of the apples, what were their first names? Do you remember?
Billy Apple, and his wife was named Lizzie. I always call them Grandma and Grandpa Apple.
Lizzie?
And we always go get them during Christmas, Daddy would, and bring them down the house to eat dinner during Christmas. Yeah.
They just had the one son?
One son. And the same thing at Grandma. June Bradshaw, grandfather and grandmother. Daddy'd go get them and bring them down the house during Christmas, eat a meal.
You'd have a house full of people, wouldn't you? That'd be good. That's
Folk used to love one another and help them, but this day and time, you can cut that thing off or you can leave it on. I'll say it. All they study for this day and time to get what, and they'll work a long time to get to your point, to get what you want out of you, and they get it darn you. They're through with you.
Well, there were those that hung back. But this reservoir thing pulled a bunch of people together that used to be, what we found are different people. They had their own things before.
Yeah.
But it kind of pulled, it was kind of something all to fight for. They had different interests, but that was a common interest. They could get together.
Yes, sir.
At the meetings.
Is that thing on?
Yeah, you want me to turn it off?
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah, I got your letter, and I went to the mailbox, and I studied who on earth can that be. And I happened to say before I got to the trailer.
Well, I've been having a great, great time with this.
Here's your apple.
Oh, thank you very much.
Now, I don't know Some of them will begin to get dark inside. I'll give you two, maybe one of them will be good.
These from right out here? You picked these?
No, they come from on the Tennessee and Virginia line.
They smell right good.
Okay. So they're really good. I got me a bushel here a while back, and I put them in the freezer, cut them up, and they...
You freeze them up, just slice them up?
Yeah,
and drop them in the
quarter
freezer.
Them. And that's a wine trap. That's a good eating apple and a cooking apple, too.
You ever heard of Cortland apples?
Yeah.
That's where I come from, up in New York.
They're really pretty apples.
Yeah, Cortland apples. Those
and Washington State, some nice ones come from there. You want to wash that apple?
No, I just wanted to shine it up. That's fine. That's fine, just like that. Well, I guess we've probably covered an awful lot of ground here tonight. I got an exam come Monday morning. I gotta stop thinking about Cane Creek tomorrow and think about an exam I got Monday morning, and then after that I can start thinking about it again. You know, and this is what I'd rather be doing.
Well, we'll go to that cemetery.
Yep.
The first stop.
Okay.
We'll go to that cemetery at Bradshaw, and then we'll go down there. We can park there on the side of the road there, John the Lord, and go and. Now, the old schoolhouse is gone, but I'll show you the place.
If you will. I'd appreciate that. I'm going to get me a little map thing, and I'll circle it out, because there are going to be things that aren't there anymore, and we'll find some
and
way.
And then we'll go on down to the old place, and if you want to, we'll cross the creek and go over to that rock cliff, and then we'll come back and go down the creek to the first dam, the one that was washed away before they got dirt, and then the main dam, and then we'll come on down and cross the bridge. And I reckon we can get up that other side since they cut that timber. I don't know. We'll get there. Now listen, put you on some rough clothes.
Oh yeah.
Old pants or something, because we're going to have to go through a bunch of brush.
Okay, no problem. I got a pair of old shoes and pants, and I'll be ready. There's that. We want to remember that other cemetery with those 13 stones.
Yeah, now when we get to the old house, we'll go up on the hill and I'll show you where that cemetery was.
Okay. And where there's the school where the blacks went.
That's where the second stop we're going to make.
Then where's the school where you went, that Mitchell
Mountain? Well, it's way over there on the other side of that mountain. We'll walk over there. But
maybe on a second day. I mean, we'll see how tired you get.
I'll be there walking when you are.
Okay. I'm in pretty good shape now.
I tell you, I ain't much counting the other way, but I can walk.
Okay. All right. Where did these blacks live? I didn't think there were that many black people living around there, that they had a school. I was surprised when I saw that school up there.
Well, they lived...
Most of these black schools are
You know where Stanford, Bill Stanford lived?
No, I don't. See, that's the one I've missed. I didn't come in. I've never come in on that road, so I don't know.
You ain't never come in feet before on the Stanford Road.
No, I've always been coming one of the
other. Well, now, you think about it. If you ever come up 54 Road, highway, when you come up and you come out that Stanford Road, you come on around and it's a curve. There's no frame house, first house you come to on the right.
Okay.
And after you pass that house, look across the hill over there. That's where Bill built his new home, way on that hill over there. That's where a bunch of them black folks lived that walked from there up there to that school.
How come they were so far away from the school? I wonder why the school was there. There must have been at some time. There must have been more of them living, you know, right close to it. I mean, why would they put a school way away?
There wasn't very many of them. It was one little old one-room schoolhouse.
What were their names? What was the family name then, do you know? Were those people?
Austin.
Austin?
And, Fuller.
Any of them around? Did any of those family, part of them kids or anything stay
around? One of them still left. One of four bells girls. She buried Johnny Baldwin, and she lives on the old gold mine road.
Her name's Baldwin?
Yeah. Now what? I'll tell your name in a minute. Not Lizzie. She stayed there.
Okay.
Kept Stanford.
Okay. I'll find them, maybe talk to them. I'd like to talk to them, too. They've lived in that area.
Yeah, she went to school up there. This Donna's wife, Lizzie, and what was that other girl's name?
These were Florabelle, who, daughter? Florabelle Austin?
No, Florabelle Fuller. She was a minor before she married Fuller. And the miners worked there for Gene Keir, old man Polk.
Oh, yeah?
They worked as miner.
Oh, so they worked for the farmers around.
Yeah.
Okay.
Well,
that's
what is that girl's name?
See, that's the only, on this map here, that school map that was there, that's the only school for blacks. See, here's where you were, right here.
Yeah.
And that school for blacks there was the school you went to, and that's a white school, and that's a white school. See, all the black schools are down. There was one down there. I think there were two down here.
There's one over.
Seemed to be down this way.
There's one over on Peach 4 somewhere.
No.
Used to be. And them two were the only colored schools that I know of.
One down here at Dawson Schoolhouse, that was listed as a black school later.
Dodson?
Dawson, down below 54, going down
54?
No, going south of there, down one of these other roads here, not the Pittsboro Road, but the other one over.
Well, there was a one on 54, about far off from the 54 highway, from here over to the highway. Colored school.
Oh, there's a Baldwin on here, way back in 1890, and that's the gold field right there. The gold field, the old gold field is here, and you come up, let's see, you come off here and come up, this must be Tier Road. There's a D. Baldwin right there.
Is that the new map?
That's an older map. This is the 1891 map. I'll have to check that out and see who those people were. There's Dodson's Crossroads, people named Cates.
Yep.
And somebody named Ruffin. They was really not on this road here. They were one on farther over.
What'd you say their name was?
A.J. Ruffin.
I never heard of him.
And then there was, coming up around the corner here by you, there was an S.S. Webb. Somebody named Webb. That was over toward Bethlehem Church.
Oh, next house, the other side of Bethlehem Church. And he used to be a surveyor. He's the one who surveyed years ago.
And then going back up on the Oaks Road, what they call the Oaks Road that went to Hillsboro. Let's see where we got up there. There was some more Thompsons there and Sykes and these other names. Dodson way up. Mount Willing. That was a church, right? What was that? Mount Willing or something?
That was the old stagecoach stop. You know, you passed that coming up here.
I probably did. It was dark. I can't see anything. I almost did miss my turn when I got here.
Well, I kid you.
And that Joppa. Is that how they said that? Joppa Post Office? You ever heard of that? That was up north of, on Buckhorn, where Buck,